Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, we're going to talk about who is this child? Who is this child? How many of you have kids up high, up high, up high? So, you know, we have four children, and they're all awesome. But I'll tell you, when it's birth time, all right? That's a crazy time, all right? It's because you're like building up to, your wife's pregnant, and you're like, okay, the baby is coming. My brother-in-law's about to have a baby, and you're thinking, I know what that's like. And I remember Edison specifically. Edison's our third child. He's 3 years old. We call him a toy because he's just the cutest. He did my hair for like 30 minutes tonight. And then I was like, I was kind of spacing out a little bit while he was doing it. And I was like, all right, buddy. I was like, only one more minute. And then I'm going to have to go because I have to go do my hair. And Beth was like, don't say that, you know, like, because he was doing my hair for like 30 minutes. And I was like, oh man, that was the dad problem. But he's just so cute. But I remember when he was born and it was one of those quick labors because Beth, you know, she was doing the walking thing and you know, didn't want to go to the hospital till the last minute because she's like, I just don't want to just be at the hospital, you know. So then we get to the hospital and man, it got crazy really fast. And I remember like, because all the other ones were like, you know, we came in early, you know, she got the epidural, you know, an epidural. So like she's sipping a latte and we're just waiting for the baby to come, you know, like thinking that's going to be so great. You know, like with Edison, it was like, get down, everybody get down, you know, like, and like people pushing you out of the way. You're like, you don't matter as the dad, you know, it's like, get out of the way. And I remember they're like, dad, do you want to cut the cord? And it was so crazy that I was like, I don't even know what planet I'm on right now. You know, it's like, but then once the baby comes, it's awesome. And you think, you know, we're talking about Evelyn tonight and Evelyn had hair and just about that. And you remember those times and you remember thinking, like looking at that baby thinking like, who is this going to be? You know, like, I still think that about, you know, when they're little and you're still learning about their personality and you're like, we're just talking about Edison. And you're like, who is he going to be? What's he going to do? You know, what's the like full bloom of his personality going to be like? You know, but it's what's cool about Jesus coming to earth was over 600 years before that, the prophet Isaiah, moved by the Spirit of God, looked to a time when a Messiah was going to come. And by the Spirit of God said, not only is he going to come, but when he comes, this is the type of Messiah that he is going to be. That there isn't a question like when Jesus comes, it's like, oh, what's he going to be like? That the Holy Spirit had gone ahead and said, you know what? I'm going to tell you who he's going to be like. That if you have a need for wisdom, he's a wonderful counselor. That if you have a need for power and the power of God to work in your life, that he's a mighty God. That if you have a need for the creative nature of God, you know, everything was created by him, that he is an everlasting father. And if you need the peace of God, that he's the Prince of Peace. And that we could anticipate that. But also when we think to the coming of Jesus Christ and we think to the birth of Christ, that when we look at the baby in the manger, it's important for us to not just look at that and go, oh, that's nice. But for us to be reminded of what was said about him, that when the baby was in the manger, that God, very God, was in the manger, that was the one the prophet spoke about, that there is not a question really in our minds of who is that going to be, that we have the Word of God to tell us who he is and what he will do in our life. And that's an encouraging thought. It's a cool thought as we go into the Christmas season to think of who Jesus is. And the prophet Isaiah, as he is looking ahead through the Spirit of God, he says this, and we're going to put it up on the screen, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. And so we're going to look at this scripture because we're in the Christmas season, and to think of what really happened when Jesus came and how does that affect us. And as powerful powerful ramifications for how we not only walk through our holiday, not only how we process Christmas, but in tonight in the prayer meeting, what we can receive from God because of this baby, Jesus Christ, coming to earth. And I hope that the Holy Spirit brings it alive to you and faith rises in your heart for the things you're walking through because God wants to work in your situation. Amen? Amen. So it starts out by saying, for unto us a child is born. And the first three phrases really set up who Jesus is in the person of who he is. For unto us a child is born. You know, only people are born. Only people are born that. Jesus, this speaks to his humanity, that Jesus was fully man. Fully man. And that is a great thing because the Bible says we don't have a high priest who can't empathize with us. We have a high priest who has been tempted in every way, but was without sin. You see that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest unable to sympathize with our weakness. Isn't that an awesome thought? You know, if you're in need from the help of the Lord, he's not unable to sympathize with you. Jesus knew what it was to be tired. He knew what it was to be run down as in living in a human body. He was fully man. He's able to sympathize with us in our time of need. He says, for unto us a child was born, but also for unto us a son is given. A son is given. You know, what scripture, if you think a son is given, what scripture does that bring up into your mind? Maybe the most famous verse of all time, Tim Tebow, John 3:16, all right? God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. For unto us a son is given. Fully man, able to sympathize with us in our time of need. Fully God. That baby in a manger, the mystery of that, that this baby in a manger, fully man, but yet fully God. God coming to earth. You know, we talked a little bit about it on Sunday, that it's a paradox. It's kind of like, how is that even possible? That only in God would something like that be possible. Fully man, fully God. For unto us a son is given, that God so loved us that he gave his only son. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. What does that mean? That he is the king and he's in control. He's the king and he's in control. So, just as a little side note, as we're walking through this season and as you walk through life, be careful when you see things going on in the world that maybe are like destabilizing to you, or maybe think, man, I don't know how that's gonna turn out, or maybe I don't know, it seems like things are falling apart. Be careful that you don't become, as a believer, destabilized and allow your stability to depend on who's in government or what's happening in the world or what's happening on the news, because we serve and we know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in control, that he's sitting on the throne. Our stability does not come to that. So I want to encourage you, don't fill yourself up with that if that destabilizes you, but focus on him and say, you know what? I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I know in the end who's going to work it all out, all right? I know that he's in control and he's going to take care of it. And that's a testimony to the people around you, that as they watch you and they say, hey, man, in a destabilizing time, which come and they go, you know, the Bible says in this world you have trouble, that when you walk through that, you're not always destabilized by the events that are happening around you, but you know that he's in control. That, and ultimately, in the end, I love that in Revelation, that the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That one day, Jesus, right now, we don't visibly see him, but we will see him, and he will reign, and he will sit on the throne. It's gonna be an awesome day, but he is still in control. He is sovereign, amen? Amen. So we begin to see through that little prologue of who Jesus is, but then we get some identifiers, some names, that he will be called. What will he be called? He'll be called Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. That he is a God who gives wisdom to those who need it. Wonderful Counselor. That Jesus came because he wants relationship with you and with me. And he doesn't want us to walk through life alone, that he cares about you, that he wants relationship with you, and that when we submit our lives to him and we say, God, you're Lord of my life, that we get, you know, the Bible says, if you give your life, you'll find it. That when we give our lives to him, we find that we have a wonderful counselor, that we're not walking through life alone. You know, in this holiday season, when there can be a lot of situations where you may need supernatural wisdom, a lot of situations with your family where you're like, God, I need supernatural wisdom, a lot of situations maybe financially where you need supernatural wisdom, that you have a wonderful counselor. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Maybe you're in a situation and you, if you were being honest, you're like, man, I've done everything I know to do to figure it out. But if you were honest, you're like, man, I haven't prayed about it. I haven't really brought it to the Lord. And maybe it's just because you lack the faith that God will work in your life. And I pray that this would be an encouragement to you. God cares about what you're walking through, but he's just waiting for you to bring it to him and to say, God, I need wisdom on this. Waiting for you to say, God, I know you want to help me. And that confidence that God does want to help you. The Bible says if anybody lacks wisdom, they should ask God who gives it generously. If you lack wisdom, you just need to bring that situation to the Lord who has the wisdom for you, but maybe waiting for you to ask. He's a wonderful counselor. He knows what to do. You know, the Paul talks about the manifold wisdom of God, that God, you know, wisdom was there when the foundations of the earth were created, that our God, the wisdom of our God, it, you know, man's wisdom is foolishness compared to God's wisdom, that it's manifold, that it's layer upon layer of wisdom. God knows what to do in your situation, and he will speak to you if you ask him. And I want to encourage you tonight, if you're like, man, I do need the wisdom of God, to ask him. And it may be that in the altar, God just drops wisdom into your heart for a situation. It may be as you walk out, somebody talks to you and you hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you, giving you wisdom, but you've asked. And so you've laid the groundwork, and then you can look after you've asked. You can start to look for, where is that wisdom coming from? God, I know you're going to bring it. With that confidence, that's exciting. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. One thing God has spoken, two things I've heard, that when God speaks into your situation, that you, oh God, are strong and you, oh God, are loving. If God speaks into your situation, you're going to experience his power. He is a mighty God. God is not passive. God is not, you know, once again, referencing Sunday, we talked about God is not a teddy bear. He's not just a God who just gives us a hug and says, hey, I hope it's going to be all right. We'll see how it works out. He's a lion, all right? He's a lion, and God can do something about your situation. He can make a difference where you don't see a way that a difference can happen. He can make a solution happen where you don't see how a solution can happen. He can do a supernatural work for your healing tonight. He can do a supernatural work for your addiction tonight. He can do a supernatural work in your family tonight. He can do a supernatural work for your depression tonight. If you just believe, you know, the faith, the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. And it's not because, oh man, it's not just positive thinking. It's because there is a power through Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, that can raise the dead, that can change your life. And a little faith would help you out a lot. So don't sit on the sidelines and say, well, I don't know if that's for me. And well, I don't know if God will. And I don't know if God can. And I don't know if God does. Jesus Christ came so you can have a relationship with him, but you can watch his power move in your life. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we are healed. Isn't that a cool thought? Mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Wonder-working power. You know, that's like an old time, but I love that what that brings up in me when I hear that or say that. Wonder-working power. You know, the Bible says when Jesus was teaching, the power of God was present for him to heal the sick, that every person that was sick was healed. That's an awesome thought. But that same God who was manifest in Jesus Christ when he was on earth, his presence is here tonight, and he cares about you. And just a little faith to say, God, I'm going to take you at your word, and I'm going to believe your power, and I'm going to ask you for your help. And you watch the supernatural power of God work in your life. It'll make a huge difference in your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Everlasting Father. Better translated, the Father of eternity. Meaning that in Christ, the Bible says that all things were created through him and are held together by the word of his power. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, that he was there from the beginning, and all things were created through him. What a cool thought. All things created through him. You know, oftentimes we can think of God as God sitting up on his throne, and man, he's just run out of things to do. That is not the God we serve. That God doesn't look at your situation, man, I just need a thought for this situation. No, he has creative working power. He created the universe. He never tires. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He never run out of solutions. That creative power. You just think of all the colors that have been created. All the things that you see that have been created. The sunrise, the sunset. Man, we saw the most beautiful sunset the other day. And it was just so, it was gorgeous. And you think that's the kind of God that we serve that creates all that. He breathed the stars. Yet that same God wants to work in your life with his creative power that he sent Jesus Christ. And he's the everlasting Father, the Father of eternity, the Father of time and eternity. He was there before, and that baby in a manger breathed stars. And he wants to work in your life. And he has creative solutions for you and creative insight for you. Maybe your job is creative. And he wants to give you that. He wants to breathe on you by the Holy Spirit. He has a creative plan for you. He loves you. And he cares about you. That's the Jesus Christ, baby in a manger, is the everlasting Father, the Father of eternity. That's an amazing thought. And he's the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. You know, his supernatural wisdom, supernatural power, supernatural creativity. He wants to give you supernatural peace. You know, he wants to give you peace with God, like we talked about on Sunday morning. And he wants to give you the peace of God. And peace of God is a wonderful thing. You know, when it comes to peace, you often, if you're going through life, and sometimes you can find yourself, man, in need of peace in a situation that you're walking through or in a season that you're walking through. And so we look for peace in different ways. We look for peace through, man, you think about the holidays specifically and you think, man, if I could just get everything, if I could just have the perfect holiday. Maybe there's lack of peace in your family and you're like, okay, if I get everybody to stay, if I can line out everybody's time that they're gonna be in the house, all right? And then I can get everybody's, where everybody's gonna sleep down. And then if I can get everybody the perfect gift, and then maybe if I can have the perfect schedule during the holidays, and you know, I know this person wants that, and this person wants this, and this, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a perfect environment so you can manufacture some peace because maybe there's a lack of peace in your family. But, you know, what you're working on with when you're doing that is you're working with some expectations and you're trying to live up to expectations. And you may be able to do that for a short amount of time, but there's a peace that's deeper than that that comes from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need peace in your family. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if you bring your family situation where there's a lot of conflict and where there's a lot of struggle and where there's a lot of relational tension, if you bring it to Jesus, he can bring solutions and bring peace to you and to your family in a way that you will never be able to manufacture through trying to create the perfect Christmas or trying to create the perfect relational environment. You know, and that's a struggle that a lot of people walk through in the holidays. But we serve a God who's the wonderful counselor, who can bring wisdom, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, but he's the Prince of Peace. No thing that you get, no amount of money you make, no car that you drive, no house that you live in can bring you peace. All those things oftentimes just bring more problems, all right? More things you gotta take care of, more things you gotta guard, more things you gotta look after. But there's a peace that the Bible says comes through the Prince of Peace. And what a wonderful thing, you know, oftentimes too, when, you know, once again, in this season when maybe you have time off, and if you rely on your job and then you lose, you know, you're kind of in a season where you're out, you're like taking time off of work and you lose yourself. You need peace that's not connected to your job, that's not connected to what you do, that's not connected to staying busy, a peace that brings a settledness to your heart. And the presence of God can do that for you. And you do need that. I need that. We all need that. We all need to walk in His presence and get the peace of Christ. And you know what that does? That gives you, like we talked about earlier, a stability when you're walking through situations where there are tension, or where you're not sure what to do, or where you called on the Lord, but you're waiting for the answer. That gives you the ability to walk through with a stability and a confidence that comes from the Lord. The Holy Spirit's gone before you. He's given you a peace that passes all understanding, that guards your heart and mind. That's my prayer for you. But that's found by getting in His presence and saying, God, I don't want to just hear about that peace. I don't want to just hear about what Christ came to do. I want to experience Your power, Your peace, Your presence, Your wisdom in my life for myself. Because God, I need that. And that humility to say that you need that opens you up to all the goodness and the presence of God. We know who came. We know that Jesus Christ came. We know that He came because He loved us, because He wants relationship with us, because He wants to work in our life.